Egypt's Coptic Pope has launched a scathing broadside at the country's Islamist president. He's accused Mohamed Morsi of negligence after five Christians and two Muslims were killed in a weekend of violence. Christians say the government didn't do enough to protect the victims as they were attacked by a mob which included supporters of the president. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown is in Cairo.
In a tiny hall on Cairo's outskirts, Coptic Christians are mourning their dead. Mahrus Hanna was killed in clashes with Muslims on the weekend. He'd been called to the Coptic Cathedral on Sunday, which the Coptic Pope, Tewodros II, says was under unprecedented attack. His mother, Rahmani, says Mahrus was shot in the neck. She doesn't feel safe now, and she's afraid for her other children. The violence began on Friday when Muslim buildings in a town outside Cairo were defaced. Soon, four Christians and one Muslim had been killed in a pitched battle. When the Christian mourners gathered at the cathedral on Sunday for a ceremony broadcast live on TV, they chanted slogans denouncing the Islamist president Mohamed Morsi and his supporters in the Muslim Brotherhood. Outside, they were met by an angry mob. Another riot began, killing Mahrus Hanna and another Muslim man, and another round of mourning rolled on. For many Copts, it was a nightmare come true. After the Islamists won elections for the parliament and the presidency last year, they said they feared hardcore Muslims would be let loose and the Christians would pay. That's one reason why Mohamed Morsi denounced the attack on the cathedral as an attack on him, attempting to assuage outrage in the Christian community. But in the Coptic Church, it's all been dismissed as empty rhetoric. Pope Tewodros II says kind feelings are not enough. He's accused the president of misreading the situation and negligence. While the president's promised an investigation, the Pope says it will lead nowhere. He's demanding action as well as words. And he's warning Egypt has crossed the line into chaos. The sermon in this little hall from the priest Abune Bakhum emphasises the need to avoid seeking revenge, a confrontation this minority community would surely lose. It's all about turning the other cheek. But in the process, the priest recounts numerous cases, not acknowledged during the reign of Hosni Mubarak, in which Muslims attacked and killed Christians. The priest killed because he refused to convert to Islam at knife point, and Abune Bakhum's own interrogation at the hands of the intelligence chief, who accused him of undergoing weapons training in the seminary. There are plenty of reminders of past injustice and fear for the future. A new and perhaps more dangerous chapter in this long history of mistrust has begun. This is Matt Brown in Cairo for AM.